Kids Art Spotlight. I'm John Clare. We're looking forward to the 47th annual Indiana Fiddlers Gathering that's coming up later this month at Battleground. Joining me is the Executive Director, Kara Rawlings. Hi.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you here in the studios. And this is a busy lineup because from Friday to Sunday, you guys have some open stages, some incredible acts. What are you looking forward to this year?
I'm really excited for our main stage lineup is, as always, just a great set of bands. But we're also introducing two kind of new and expanded things this year that I'm really excited about. So one is we've always had a children's concert on Saturday morning that is free to the public. This year we are expanding that and making it a longer show with some main stage acts. We're going to kind of have a big pick and jam of lots of local youth string band performers. I think it's going to be really fun. We're going to do face painting and have some instruments out for kids to try out. So we're hoping to see lots of families there for the first annual Carolyn Moses Children's Concert, which has been expanded from past years. We also are very excited that we will be having a beer garden this year as one of our food vendors. So People's Brewing Company is going to be out there selling beer during our main stage shows that are ticketed shows. So Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, you will be able to get a beer and watch the show.
Oh, wow. That's so exciting. It's a festival that starts up June 28th at 7 o'clock with main stage acts, Foghorn, Bob Bovee, and Pop Wagner. All sorts of really fun things. As you mentioned, Saturday, some wonderful children's concerts and workshops. Sunday, I think it's neat that their workshops continue and there's a gospel hour.
Yes. So we have been doing the gospel hour on Sunday for many, many years. We feature the Baylor's Golden Age Band, which is a local group. They do a show for us. And it's just a nice, peaceful morning out under the trees, listening to some good old-fashioned gospel music.
Kara Rawlings is my guest, who's the executive director of the Indiana Fiddlers Gathering. Tell me a little bit about the planning, because I imagine you're already probably looking to 2020, and this is the 47th year. Tell me a little bit about the staff and volunteers.
Well, I'm the staff, so we are very dependent on volunteers. We have a great board of directors who keep us running throughout the year. And then we have just a lot of volunteers that help us get set up, because we basically take over Battlefield Park for the weekend and turn it into a music festival. So there's a lot of bringing in various equipment and supplies. So we need a lot of hands on deck to help with that. And then through the weekend, it's all volunteer driven, running the gates, keeping the stage running, just anything you could think of, down to trash and parking and all those little things that have to happen. So it's definitely takes a village to make it
sure
happen. So it's a good time. And there's a lot of people that are involved with it who have been involved with it for the 47 years that it's been going. But we also every year bring in some new people. So it's always a good time with lots of volunteers.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And it starts Friday night at 7 on the 28th and goes through Sunday afternoon, at least through 5, that has incredible folks coming in. What if you're someone that wants to volunteer? What should you do?
Head to our website, IndianaFiddlersGathering.org. There's a nice big button at the top that says volunteer. And there's all sorts of opportunities for ways that you can get involved. We have setup days as early as the week before, or you can pick up a shift during the weekend. If you work the gates or one of our other places, you get a great view of the show and earn some free tickets.
Sounds like a lot of fun that's going to happen. I know that there are children's music, and really for kids who are any age, gospel. I know there's been some jazz sort of on the side of jazz fiddlers and whatnot that have come through. It's really a wide range, whether it's vocal, instrumental, gospel, all sorts of folks that are performing.
Yeah, there's a wide range of traditional music that we offer. We have several string bands that are coming in this year, but we also have some bluegrass groups and some gypsy jazz with Blue Django. That's always a fun time. Bob Bovee and Pop Wagner are more cowboy western swing performers. We've got Patty Custerock coming from Canada, so she has her own fiddle style that she'll be bringing. So yeah, a good mix of things, plus with all the jams that happen around the grounds, you just don't know what you're going to hear sometimes.
And I imagine that you hear not only local folks, but folks that, as you say, from Canada. I mean, there's a wide range of folks that not only are performing, but attend.
Oh yeah, we have a wide range of audience members. So we get a lot of people that come from out of state, camp for the weekend, and have been coming for years. Some of our bands are coming from out of state. We've got Foghorn coming from Oregon and Steam Machines from Minnesota. So, and they're bringing some of their followers with them, so I hear. So it's a good mix of people that show up. And it's interesting because I've been camping out there for the whole time I've been involved with the group. And there are people I only see at the Fiddler's Gathering, but we're like old friends. And once a year, we just run into each other again out at the campground. And, you know, you sort of build up these friendships through the years and also keep meeting new people who share your musical interests, which is fun.
Kara Rawlings is the executive director of the Indiana Fiddlers Gathering, and it's starting up Friday night, June 28th, and it goes through Sunday, the 30th of June. It's the 47th annual gathering at Battleground. We're looking forward to it. WBAA will be there. Kara, it's so great to see you, and we'll look forward to so much more.
Yeah, I can't wait to see you out there.
I imagine there might already be on the horizon thinking about the 50th annual, just because this is the 47th, I bet.
Definitely. We're getting close to the 50th, and one of the things our board of directors has been spending some time thinking about is we have this tremendous archive of we've recorded every show that has happened in the 47 years. We have a lot of off-season shows that we have recordings from. We also have a big historical record of just, you know, our posters and our programs, and then the oral histories from all the people who have been going for years. So we're looking at ways that we can really preserve that, especially in our 50th year, and make our recordings more accessible to the public and make sure our history is there for the next 50 years.
Wow, that's so exciting. Well, we'll look forward to that. That's just a couple of years down the road, and I look forward to this. Thanks so much. If someone wants to know more, we'll obviously have some links at WBAA.org, but where should they call or go to?
IndianaFiddlersGathering.org has everything you need to know, how to buy tickets, how to volunteer, how to become a member of our organization and support programs throughout the year. Anything you need to know is there, how to get a hold of me.
All right.
IndianaFiddlersGathering.org.
Great. Well, Kara, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
For WBAA's Art Spotlight, I'm John Clare.